of you guys have actually seen a volcano in action or seen a volcanic rock? All right, a number of you. You guys, luckily, most of you are up in the upper level, so you probably won't get these. These are rocks made in 2003 from the volcano Stromboli. Watch out. And this is some of the fundamental data, believe it or not, that we actually use. Don't go far enough to study volcanoes. And, of course, the problem is, those of you who've seen volcanoes know this, you can't get too close to a volcano to study it. And so often, all that we're really left with are these bits and pieces of the rock that we need to study to understand what happens in the Earth. And this is something that's really fundamental about geosciences that's different from a lot of the other physical sciences, is we can never see exactly what happens in the Earth. All we can do is see the end products, and from that we have to try to infer what happens. And so traditional geology, as you guys probably all know, they go out into the field, they hammer on the rocks, they collect the rocks, and they study them. Well, once this gets going, what you'll see is that I do something that's a little bit different. Yes, sometimes I go out and look at the rocks, and every now and then, let's see if I can get this started. Oh, that's not on the speakers. You guys can't hear this. This is an eruption of Mount Etna in 2006. And so every now and then I get lucky enough to go out and look at that. And if you look particularly at the lower sort of lava flow, you can see some bubbles bursting there. And actually, every time the upper lava comes out, you can see sometimes big bursts. And those are bubbles. If you guys who have the rocks look at them and you show them to your neighbors, they have bubbles in them too. And so one of the things we're very interested in is trying to study the bubbles, the size distribution of the bubbles, how the bubbles are connected, to see if we can use that information to understand volcanic eruptions. But of course, we can't go in to the volcano itself and look at the eruption. So instead, we do experiments. In fact, I am an experimentalist. I am a high-temperature geochemist. In my lab, which is over in the Frank Dawson Adams building, I have furnaces that go to high temperatures and high pressures where we can actually take a sample that has water in it and heat it up, and it makes bubbles. And this is what happens in volcanoes. Volcanic eruptions are typically driven by the exsolution of water and the creation of bubbles. I like this movie so much, I'm going to show it to you guys again, I hope. See if this works. Yeah, there we go. Now, this movie, I must admit, wasn't really made in my lab because my lab doesn't have enough equipment. In fact, Canada doesn't have enough equipment, so we have to go to either the U.S., Italy, or Switzerland to do some of our experiments. And this experiment was done at a device called a synchrotron that has a very high-intensity X-ray beam. And so what you're actually seeing is an X-ray image, just like when you go to the doctor or the dentist, but it was made as a movie, and each frame is basically 1 second of the growth of these bubbles. And so what we can do is we can watch the bubbles grow, see how fast they grow, and then what we can do is we can do a CAT scan, a three-dimensional X-ray image of the sample, and we can study the bubble size and distribution. This sample, I must admit, it's beautiful, but it doesn't tell us much because you see almost all the bubbles are the same size, whereas if you guys who have the rocks and your neighbors, you look at them, the bubbles are the different sizes. And so a lot of this work is being done by graduate students who are primarily working in the lab, working on computers. We use, in addition to experimental work, we have a computer cluster for doing some simulations and modeling. And then we also do spend some time in the field. In fact, I'm sending two of my students to Mount Etna next week, I guess, for a special field course, just so they learn more about what the real volcanic eruptions are. Thank you very much for your attention.